NPR Business News starts with more trouble for Citigroup. The biggest U.S. bank got a downgrade yesterday when a major investment firm suggested investors should sell their Citigroup shares. It said the bank's loans and losses could total $15 billion over the next two quarters. Not surprisingly, Citigroup's share price took a tumble after that. It doesn't help that there's no one at the helm. Earlier this month, CEO Charles Prince stepped down after the bank announced it was facing as much as $11 billion in new losses. It's proving tough to replace him, and that has investors worried. The market is rebounding this morning, but Citigroup's troubles bled into the markets yesterday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell more than 200 points to its lowest close in months. NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports.
Concerns about the banking industry put Wall Street in a foul mood. A major investment firm cut its price target for shares of Merrill Lynch. It was a grim reminder that the full scope of the mortgage and credit market fallout is not yet known. Housing stocks, airlines, and automakers were also hit hard. Indeed, all the major indexes fell markedly yesterday, with the Dow off 218 points. Jim Gelter is an editor at MarketWatch, which is owned by Dow Jones.
What we're hearing from the analysts on Wall Street is that there's room for it to go down further. We just don't know when we're going to hit the bottom.
Wall Street continues to be nervous about consumer confidence and spending for the holiday season, which officially starts on Friday. Consumers watching the value of their 401ks and their houses diminish aren't likely to spend with abandon. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.